You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So last week, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange entered into a memorandum of understanding with the Saudi Tadawul Group, which is the Saudi Stock Exchange, regarding some collaborative efforts going forward. And I'm joined on the line by the Director of Capital Markets at the JSE, Valdeen Reddy, to take a look at this significant MOU and try and understand what it means for the JSE and for our capital markets. Good evening, Valdeen. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's look at the significance of this MOU. It comes at a time where the JSE has been very deliberate about expanding the quality of the offering that is being put out into the market, but also reaffirming its position as the leading exchange on the continent.
Hi, Jimmy, and good to be in conversation with you. Absolutely. So this MOU is a further extension of the JSE's drive and opportunities for growth across the globe. And really, the MOU with Saudi is really a move to bolster, one, economic ties, and two, to enhance the financial market collaboration. And that really is the ambit of the collaboration, is really how can the exchanges work together to connect their capital markets, to do some of the cross sells, and really grow opportunities both across issuances as well as trading opportunities and a broader investor universe.
Valdeen, what are we getting from the MOU? I mean, you've touched on a couple of things that are a focal point, or that were the focal point in the discussions. Are we going to get things like dual listings? Are we going to get access to the Saudi exchange and vice versa? Can you give us a bit more color around what the details of the MOU are?
Absolutely. So really, the primary focus of the MOU with the Saudi Tadawul Group is really to enable targeted cross-selling engagements. And that is primarily in the capital raise as well as the secondary market trade activity. So really around the listings, supporting new issuances, you mentioned dual listings. And then two, on the back of that, targeting a universe for issuers, for investors to also grow. So what we can see is that South Africa has had, and in fact globally, quite a pullback in capital markets public raises through IPOs. And even though that tide is turning in South Africa, we can see a deeper listings pipeline. You really need to have, we've had good benefit over the many, many decades of having dual listed counters. One, it brings different investor opportunities to our markets or different listings, but two, it also then cross sells between the different types of clients. Now, the South African market has a deep institutional client base, hungry for diversity of investment, and we haven't yet tapped into the Saudi investor base. It's very different to an institutional market. We want to work to see if we can bring in some of the sovereign wealth funds into interest into our market, into our own listed counters. So yes, so looking to support primarily a dual listings framework, so dual listings and between the two regions, but also to expand the investor universe and cross sell engagements between South Africa and between Saudi. There are other things that the MOU will cover, things like, South Africa's had really good success in some of our new products, the JSE leading that charge. So for example, we've had good issuances in our sustainability link bonds. And something specific to the region is we had enlisted the first Sharia compliant Sukuk. And South African government also has issued a number of rand denominated Sukuk certificates. So products like this would be growth and interest opportunities that align to the different regions and really overall will support the South African government's initiatives as well as specific capital market initiatives to really bolster the economic ties as well as the growth in capital markets between Saudi and South Africa.
Valdeen, now something to look at when we're looking at exchanges and the collaborations that comes from these sorts of engagements is the fact that markets might not always have as much access as we think they do, and things around liquidity come into question. Now, the JSE, obviously, being the size of the exchange that it is on the continent, has been leading the way in that respect in ensuring that there is enough liquidity, that there's enough of a tradable marketplace for investors to participate in. How much more does the collaboration with Saudi Arabia, given the relationship with South Africa and Saudi Arabia as part of the BRICS bloc, how much more does that then strengthen and deepen the ability to bridge these global divides and sort of afford access to all of these markets?
Yeah, so I think, the one point to focus in on, one thing that JSE and South Africa has done well is over the decades of established capital markets, we've made access to our markets trustworthy, easy, globally competitive and appealing, with product offering and services and connectivity that is really of world-class standards, from the way we run our trading technology, now even to the latest enhancements. I will just share with you one of the initiatives the JSE has done. Last year, we brought in an initiative called Colocation 2.0. Basically, colocation is an access service that allows different types of investors to come into our market very easily and not have any latency deficits because of distance arbitrage. And what we've done now is we've launched Colo 2.0, which basically gives you shared and managed services of colocation. Has a faster time to market. Sometimes, you know, organizations from global counters to connect to our regions took months to years. With the Colo 2.0 solution, you can get connectivity and access to our market of an equal standard and globally competitive standard within 2 to 3 weeks without heavy capex investment, because it is done by shared services. So that is one of the expansions we've done, and we will continue to invest in our tech and to make sure it's world leading, it is trustworthy, it is reliable. Now, specifically with the other opportunities that Saudi brings to the table, as you know, one of the things that South Africa has focused on as a national imperative is infrastructure. And as the JSE, we focus in particularly on capital raise and then secondary market liquidity, however that looks like in infrastructure investments, and really bringing that to scale. Now, in particular, the Saudi market has deep expertise in sectors like health insurance and medicine to really deepen the economic ties, but particularly in the infrastructure space, investments in renewable energy, which is also aligned to some of the global agenda, national agenda imperatives of South Africa. So there's various facets that we want to look at, not just to access, but skills and expertise, and then cross-selling that investor base for investment into the country and into the reciprocal regions. And that will be primary focus of how we can look at best-in-class technologies, as well as, you know, on the ground, fixed investment spend in terms of the regions to grow both the marketplaces, but also to support economic growth at a country level.
Valdene, when we look at the BRICS relationship and South Africa being a founding member and having new members added to that, the wealth transfer that this kind of opportunity presents, is it something you're looking at from a collaborative point of view to say we can involve other members of the BRICS bloc with similar kind of engagements, maybe not exactly the same as Saudi Arabia based on their needs, but we can definitely lend our expertise as a leading world-class exchange to ensure that other emerging markets are doing better?
Yeah, look, I guess every single region, whether it's BRICS or not, you know, every single domicile, certainly across the continent and certainly among the BRICS nations, will have different enablers and impediments in terms of the ease of doing business or doing it so easily. The MOU we've signed with Saudi, one, there has been a national direction in terms of building the strategic ties between the Middle East and in particular Saudi Arabia. And then second, where we could find pragmatic ways between capital markets, working collaboratively between both the exchanges to really foster an open and enabling conversation and collaboration to grow both the markets. So it comes with very, very aligned interests and priorities. So certainly there would be opportunities that you could explore with other BRICS regions, but each one has their own nuances. So you'd have to tackle them region specific. Last year, we did one of our investor roadshows and our targeted investment into SA conference in Asia, including Hong Kong and Shanghai. And the opportunities in capital markets are a little bit more complex to navigate than we could possibly with Saudi in terms of the dual listings and the secondary market trade activity. Nonetheless, we expanded our dual listing frameworks to include Hong Kong as a region. So again, you know, trying to build enabling and pragmatic ways in certain regions. So I don't know that you could do it at a blanket at a BRICS level, and definitely initiatives have been tried at a capital markets level for BRICS as a BRICS as an entity, or as BRICS as a collaboration, but it's not that simple. I think region specific in terms of willingness and openness to trade and to build markets will be the key driver. And if you look at Saudi Arabia, they've done so well in terms of some of the economic as well as policy reforms that have really mustered up the growth and alignment of a nation. And those would be really good facets to work with in specific regions. So certainly we look forward to a promising growth and collaboration with through this MOU.
Well, the JSE certainly remains ready to collaborate and to expand and to continue to grow. I remember the conversation I had with Dr. Leila Faree prior to this conversation was around all of the advancements that the JSE has been putting in place, things around incorporating artificial intelligence and ensuring that the exchange remains on par with the likes of the New York Stock Exchange. I think we'll leave it at that, Valdine. That was Valdine Aredi, who is the Director of Capital Markets at the JSE, joining me to confirm and reflect on the MOU that was entered into with the Saudi exchange.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.